Here is the 2-1 pitch. High and deep to right. Back at the warning track, and was that brought back in? It was, by Ballou. He took away a home run from Lackey. He hit a home run in the top of the inning and then just took another one away in the bottom. Have a night, Kate Ballou. Have an inning.
What are the odds? Chris Stanfield robbed a homer, brought it back earlier in the game. Cade Ballou does the exact same thing then. Wow.
One out. Here's Trey Younger.
We'll talk things over now with a couple of the players in tonight's game. Cade Ballou and Chris Stanfield as well. Let's bring in the freshman, Cade Ballou, first. Cade, congratulations. You want to talk offense or defense first?
Whichever you want.
All right. Let's go with defense first then. Starting the game in left field, early on, tough catch out in left center. Just talk about kind of your mentality and that quick first step defensively.
Yeah, so I was playing a little deep, and I got a good first step and saw the ball good off the bat and just got to it enough time to get the pitching staff a good time to get the ball. So yeah, I got there quick.
Have you brought home runs back before, or was this a first time opportunity for you?
No, that was my first one. Yeah, I was playing a little deep, so just getting back there was pretty cool.
What is, take us through the anatomy of making a catch like that. We'll ask Chris the same thing, but what do you have to do in order to rob a home run?
Yeah, so I was playing a little deep because we were up big in the ninth inning, and I knew that the track was two steps because we measured that out before games. That's in the outfielders, and Gabe go out there and do that. And so I saw a line drive off the bat, and I got a good jump, and thankfully I knew the track was two steps, so I took two steps, and I just jumped up and got it. So that's it.
All right. Take me through the at-bat in the ninth inning. Chris gets on base. They intentionally walk Coop, and you're at the plate. What are you looking for there? What did you get?
Yeah, first of all, big props to those guys for giving me the opportunity to come up in that situation. And big props to the pitching staff, too, I want to say, for the whole game. And they've been grinding. And I would say in that at-bat, I've had a rough day at the plate, and so I was just trying to I'm over the plate and be early on time. And first pitch was in, and I saw it good. And the second pitch was over the plate, left it pretty middle in. So I just got a good swing off on it.
A couple of wins in a row now as you get ready to go back on the road in SEC play. Talk to us about the mentality of the team going to Missouri.
Yeah, so we always have the mentality to win. Like, that's always going to happen. And our pitching staff is they're grinding every day, and they're doing great. And the hitters, we're just trying to do our job on our side. And we have the mentality to win always, and we're hopefully go up there and get that series win, and hopefully get a sweep up there.
Appreciate the visit. Nice game tonight. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Auburn in the gray uniforms, tops and bottoms, blue ball caps and bills, orange AU across the front. Pitch, fly ball to deep center field. Stanfield is at the warning track, and he brought it back.
Oh!
What a play by Stanfield. He brought the home run back in the ballpark.
Chris Stanfield showed us all how to rob a home run early in the game. We're going to start with defense and take us through taking the home run away.
So, yeah, basically I saw it hit. I knew the ball flies here, so I had to get back quick and just timed it up. We practice this in practice every day and just really trusting my instincts.
Yeah. Talk a little more about that. It's not just happenstance. Just about everything that we see on the field is repped over and over again.
Yes, sir, definitely, yeah. I mean, going back to the home run, I really just said, you know, I knew exactly where I was, and that really goes into the pregame, you know, knowing where you are, knowing how far the track is from the wall. But in the moment, you know, it is really just instinct, so I was very thankful.
All right, and then a little bit later on, you get a base hit out to you in center field. You know they're going to try to score the run, and it looked like you had a really great run and approach on the ball. Talk to me about throwing the guy out at home.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so two outs. I knew that would send him, try to take a bigger lead, and I just, you know, ran through it. It was hit hard, so, and that's another one where you just got to trust yourself, and I made that throw a million times, so just, again, thankful.
Yeah. Five-game hitting streak. You look awfully comfortable at the top of the lineup. Is it coincidence that this has kind of come with that spot in the lineup, or is that a place where you do feel pretty comfortable?
Yeah, definitely. More comfortable leading off, but you know, I really want to help the team wherever I'm at. I'm thankful they've given me the trust to lead off for us, and I think that's definitely played into it, that trust factor. But at the same time, you know, I just want to get on for the guys like Irish and Carter and Coop behind me and just create chaos.
Does this team talk about taking momentum now, won a couple of games in a row, going on the road to Missouri this weekend?
Yes, sir. Definitely momentum. And, you know, no matter what we've been through this year, we're looking to win every single game. And I still believe we can, and I know as a team we can. So I'm looking forward to it.
Fun to watch you tonight. Thanks for the visit, War Eagle.
Thank you, sir. War Eagle.
Another big right-handed hitter in the lineup for the Yellow Jackets. Pitch to him. Line drive into center field, a base hit on a hop to Stanfield. Runner around third tries to score. Here comes the throw home, and he is out at the plate. A one-hopper from Stanfield. And Carter Wright deked the runner at the plate, tagged him out. The inning's over.
Wow, Chris Stanfield, have a game defensively.
And he lost his hat. There's another $100 to the American League.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Let's start with your defense, Coach. Some spectacular plays defensively tonight.
Yeah, Rob, two home runs. And really, that's Blue's second game in a row, I think, to do that. So ball in right center field. But Stanfield was, I mean, he had made a couple of amazing catches the other day, and he carried into tonight. And both of those are momentum switches. That game's all square. But they absolutely made amazing catches and you know, gave us some distance there. And then, you know, I love Stanfield. I got to mention that and squeeze that in there because he hadn't got a hit tonight. And it was kind of rugged and fouled off everywhere. And I told the team before the game, it's like, it's not what you're capable of doing, it's what you're willing to do. And he was still interested in his last at-bat. And a 4-2 game and, you know, the way we just have not found that closer, and it's a different guy by committee each night. Appreciate Stanfield, and I told the team here post-game of, like, he's got two strikes on him, and he just fouls off a couple of pitches, and he's willing to get a base hit to right field. And he wiggles around. They wind up intentionally walking McMurray, and that gives Blue a chance to have a moment. And those runs were huge, but that was somebody willing late in the game, and maybe he's played great defense, but he was really interested in that last at bat. And that's what we got to get back to, and that's what winning teams do. And I highlight that at bat because he was willing to do what it took in that at bat after a long night at the plate. And but that was a winning at bat, and to me that was pretty impressive. And we've needed more, and we got it tonight. And hopefully we can just start capturing those moments as we try to keep growing and finish strong.
Okay, Ballou did things offensively and defensively for you tonight. Him bringing a home run back, a difficult catch in left center when he was there. And then, you know, McMurray has the reputation. They walk him intentionally twice, and it's exciting to see Cade in this freshman year show some of that power. He took the first pitch that was a slider down and in that at bat, and then got something really good to try.
Because Ballou started in left field and then moved to right field after Freeman came out with a hamstring, and then, you know, McMurray got a hit, I think his last at bat the other day. It was his first one in a while. And then his first hit drops in today, and all of a sudden he's hot again. So, but you just, you know, you look at a sheet of paper, you look at the stats, and it's still double-digit home runs and right at 50 RBI. And so, you know, I thought that's a good move. And what a job for a freshman to be when they do that two times in a row, to be able to cash in and have an at bat.
Your bullpen gave up just three hits after the third inning in this game tonight. That's impressive in this ballpark against that team.
Yeah, it's an offensive ballpark. So they hit the home runs early. We hit some late, and we caught some of theirs. So it was going to be an offensive night. So, you know, 7-2 is a great score for us here against them and throwing multiple guys. But, I thought sure stuff. The breaking ball kept them off just enough. Hadn't pitched in a while. The two innings, one hit. Keyshot kind of did the same thing. They were uncomfortable at bats, and he landed enough sliders that was at least close to the zone, and the fastball just had some good power, sink, and finish, and he made some payoff pitches and was able to get through, you know, those two innings.
Coach, look forward to the weekend in Columbia with you and with this team. Congrats on this one, War Eagle.
War Eagle.